Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio on CITR. All right, let's take two. In the background, you're hearing the sweet sounds of Still Creek Murder. They were victorious. Oh, wow. May have some technical issues this week, but nonetheless, folks, we will forge on. Still Creek Murder, the winners of Shindig 2015 at the Hindenburg. It happened last Friday night. Let's play some Still Creek Murder right about now. Stripes for the Shindig victors. Still Creek Murder, Discorder Radio, CITR. Are back on Discorder Radio, and we're firing on all technical cylinders now. That was Stripes from Still Creek Murder, who were the victors of Shindig number 31, is it? I think it's number 31.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to go for the answer, yes.
Well, because it was... They've been doing the Shindig competition for last year was the 30th anniversary. It would make sense. And the first one at the Hindenburg, it was a great Shindig season. I'm actually a little bit sad that it's over because we've had this kind of like fun subplot going on for the last 4 months. That there's always been, it's kind of like, you know, been in the conversation like, hey guys, are you going to Shindig tonight? Who's going to the Hindenburg? And unfortunately, that's, forgot to kind of sweep that talk aside till next fall. But nonetheless, before we move on, let's just recap this more importantly than the season of Shindig that was. It was a crazy night last Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg, the most packed I've ever seen. Easily 250 people in there, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say about 200 for sure.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice. By the way, it's Wade here along with DJ CJ, Liz Holiday, and Matt Muse, your Discord Radio team.
Hello.
Hola.
Yo.
And of course, Shindig is a big part of what we do here. CITR is the main station sponsor. 27 bands began this journey way back in October. The three bands go head-to-head each Tuesday night over the course of 13 weeks. And we had three remaining bands that were in the mix. They were Skim Milk, a.k.a. The Sam Davidson. They were Feng Shui, who joined us here last week in studio, and the band that was ultimately victorious, Sam and Shay of Still Creek Murder. So, what did everybody think of the night? CJ and Liz, you guys were both in attendance?
Yes, I believe I dropped in Hindenburg just as just the middle of Still Creek Murder set, and they were rocking it.
Cool.
A lot of people up front on stage, which is something that's very hard to convince people to do, is to just show up at the front of the stage and be happy and cheer and shout, because a lot of times people love to sit back and sip a beer and wait for the last band. But I think a lot of people were up front and enjoying the show.
Nice. Liz?
Yeah, well, I got there actually right at the end of their set, so I didn't really get to see the highlights of it. But I think that's actually a really good point, because especially since they were the first band, that can be kind of the hardest bill to, or the hardest kind of spot to fill, because people aren't really there, or they're not like in the mood yet, but they seemed like there was a lot of energy. Well, I think Skim Milk, though, it was really cool to see them, because I've only listened to the bits of their music that we've played, and I've like read about them, and we had the interview with them once, but I've never actually, I was really curious how that would be live. How the Skim Milk sound would be live.
Speaking of the Skim Milk sound, this is, I get some Skim Milk in the background here. This is, what do we get to it? Take It In.
This is Time In, Time Out.
Time In, Time Out.
I guess this is one of his more mellower tracks.
Yes.
But he was having a good time at Shindig.
Well, it's a good time for some background music as we recap. And Skim Milk, by many, and it's funny because you arrived middle of Still Creek set. You arrived at the end. I arrived after their set. So we all subsequently arrived at different times. With good excuse, by the way. Thanks. A big shout out, by the way, to Jason Zames and Corey Sterling, who got me front row for the Tragically Hip on Friday night. Thanks again, guys. But back to the Hindenburg. So after Rogers Arena, walked over to the Hindenburg, and I got there for the beginning of this gentleman, Sam Skim Milk. It seemed to me like the conversation amongst the buzz amongst people in the Hindenburg was that Skim Milk was going to be the winner.
Really?
That was the feeling as the technical favorite.
Oh.
We know that Shindig likes to go for the eclectic, and I mean Skim Milk is definitely is the most non-mainstream, I guess, of the bands that would normally grace the Shindig stage.
Absolutely.
So for that fact alone, a lot of people thought that Skim Milk was going to take it. And then, after Skim Milk's set, right around midnight, who was to come on stage but this rambunctious, riotous young quintet, three of which who we met last week in studio here, who go by the name of Feng Shui, who all came out in unison wearing the same, some kind of like old, looked like a soccer jersey or something?
I think I missed that part.
Okay.
I didn't notice. I was actually wondering where their fleece was. I was hoping they'd be wearing the hats and like the fleece bits that they had designed themselves, you know, that they wore last week.
I'll say this. Out of all the uniforms to go like on stage in unison with, it probably wasn't the most glitzy. It was kind of like a basic, like, I don't know, sort of sport jersey. But nonetheless, they were a unified band that night. It was great to see. And they brought their A game. They killed it. The crowd was into it. They must have had. It felt like 3/4 of the audience was there for feng shui.
Feng shui, yeah.
They really brought the energy. I remember actually the three of us were all having a bit of a boogie up near the front of the stage for a while. So it was a great, great performance. So then it was at the end of the night. There's, of course, Ben Lai is drawing it all out as he normally does. And everybody was like, well, is it going to be feng shui or is it going to be skim milk? Because, you know, feng shui seemed to really get the crowd up and rocking for the latter part of the evening, and skim milk again seemed to be like the buzz amongst people that was the technical choice. So then when the announcement was made, everybody was like expecting one of those two names, and then Ben Lai said, and the winner of Shindig 2015 is Still Creek Murder.
Was there that kind of pause?
Well, it was I think everybody was so shocked.
Poor guys, it must have felt so bad in that first second.
Well, listen, I gotta say this. They're wonderful individuals. I've been listening to the album. They actually gave me their tape of their new album, and I've been listening to the EP over and over. I think they're fantastic, actually. So, and I can't really bring in my own personal opinions because I didn't see their set, but it was interesting to be in the space of expectation that people thought it was going to be one of these two bands. Mm. And nobody that I had chatted with had sort of wrote them off as they weren't going to win. And then to have their name announced, it was cool because everybody loves an underdog. Everybody loves an upset. But it was a bit strange when it was announced, because I think you wanted to have a big eruption, and the room was a little bit like, oh, huh, that was not what I expected. Yeah. But nonetheless, let's. And, you know, to further emphasize this, I got a chance to chat with them backstage literally 5 minutes after the announcement was made. So let's play the audio of that right now. This is yours truly with Still Creek Murder from last Friday night at the Hindenburg, moments after the big victorious announcement.
Sam and Shay of Still Creek Murder, congratulations, guys. Winners of Shindig 2015. We're moments after your Shindig victory. What's immediately going through your head?
I'm just really thankful to CITR and to everyone who's here. I mean, I couldn't draw as many people out if I was, like, doing a charity for, I don't know. Actually, I'm just not even going to finish this. I'm speechless, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I'm speechless.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Wade.
Thank you, Shay. Sam, yourself?
All the things that CITR and Discorder have given to us, not just in like the prize things or even on the stage or playing the sets, but just like the community and the people that have come out and seen us, and they don't even know who we are, and they have a position to say like, this is good and that's good and this is good, and they're saying that we're not half bad. It means the world to us, because we're just going to take this and try to move on.
Okay,
the next best thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still, Gregory, you're not half bad.
it means a lot to know that all these judges are all pro. They all know what they're talking about, and they like us enough to think that we will know what we're talking about in the future. So that's an honor to be judged by some of the best roundabout people that know their shit.
I mean, this whole Shindig ride has been about going back 13 weeks. When you look back on the 13 weeks, what was maybe the most challenging aspect of the whole experience?
Okay, and the most difficult thing about Shindig is you have to look at yourself the way another person would look at you, instead of just being like, yeah, we're playing music, which is really hard because you can't look at yourself. It's really difficult to try and have that perspective and try and do something that is stretching your own boundaries in front of 100 to 200 people watching you, trying to stretch a boundary that you don't even know exists. So that's probably the most difficult thing to just manifest inside of yourself.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like CITR is once again suffering from technical difficulties. We apologize for that.
Yeah, we do.
Looks like everybody in the world is using the internet right now.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know. But
I'm gonna turn my iPhone into a personal hotspot. We can always use that as a plan B. But yes, as we're trying to figure this out, that was Steel Creek Murder off their To Shreds EP. The track we heard to open the show was Stripes, and the track you heard of process a little bit of there in the background was called Veneer. Yeah. So, are we going to try to give this song one more whirl, or are we going to move on to the next segment?
I think we're going to give it one more whirl.
Let's give it one more whirl. And, all right, we're doing a little mix up here. Thank you for sticking with us, CITR listeners, and listeners all around the world listening on CITR.ca. 101.9 FM on your FM dial here in Vancouver, broadcast from the sub at UBC, and around the world on CITR.ca.
Nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorbe, nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suma todos, para todos, todo, para nosotros, soñamos en grande que se pega el imperio, lo gritamos algo, no queda más remedio, esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza tuya y mía, levantarnos para decir ya basta. Ni América Latina se suba un barro con casco, con lápiz a patear el fiasco, provocar un social terremoto en este charco.
We apologize again for technical difficulties here, but back to our regularly scheduled programming. This is the Vaporettos on Discorder Radio.
Catch you again. Sweat your mind like marmalade. I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, hey! Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. On oh. All my sins are bound to me. I was told.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties today. Memories of, it's like Throwback Tuesday, memories of the early days on Discord Radio when we were trying to figure stuff out.
It's true, I guess. I guess it's not really our fault. Bandcamp is slowing us down.
This is true. Does anyone know anything about Bandcamp's new policy on playing only part of the song and then charging you for it? That happened to me the first time today, so... This could be, I mean, this maybe that is the story right there. And by the way, I was listening to Bonnie State of Mind by Freak Heatwaves, who is the cover band of this month's Discorder magazine, the February issue. Great job to JC Gibb and Ricky, our editor and our art director, for putting together such a great little magazine this month to kick off our first edition of 10 more issues in 2015. Okay. Going on to some live music stuff that's happening this weekend. We're going to have a special interview in about 15 minutes time. But in the meantime, we want to hype up a little show happening this Friday in honor of Friday the 13th, the very scary night that it apparently is. They're going to have a big special performance at the Railway Club. 8 bands on 2 stages. A 6-hour nightmare of rock and roll, and they've got all Friday the 13th logos being associated with the night. So I don't know, come in your best Jason mask or Thrasher gear and get ready to rock out to bands such as our friends The Dirty Spells, High Arctic, Zen Mystery Fog, Dusty Bones, and Eric Campbell and the Dirt. But right now, we're actually going to play a bit of Zen Mystery Fog for you. This is Ian on the Wall, Zen Mystery Fog, who, by the way, were the finalists in last year's Shindig at the Railway Club. So a bit of a homecoming for them to that great venue. So here we go. This is Zen Mystery Fog on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. We're back on Discorder Radio. Ian on the Wall by Zen Mystery Fog. A very cool video there as well. Thanks to YouTube for giving us some kind of musical source we can count on today, because Bandcamp is not working for us. So apologies again for the technical issues we've been having so far today. This is Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Wade here along with DJ CJ and Matt Muse.
Hey, what's going on?
What's the music news, Matt Muse?
Well, speaking of brand new music, I got a song I want to play on the radio. So there's a new sort of, I guess, punk rock, rockabilly kind of outfit. They're based in here in Vancouver. They're called Lust for Luck with a numeral 4 in there. And they just put out their first like single slash video. And I was really into it. I sort of peripherally know the singer and bassist. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's see what they come up. And yeah, it's really cool. So whenever you're, yeah. So there's the track's called Chances. I don't think it's like actually released for downloading or anything like that. But you can check it out on YouTube. So the band is called Lust for Luck. The track is called Chances. And the radio station is called CITR 101.9. So that was, yeah, that was Lust for Luck, brand new band, their first single, Chances. What'd you think, Wade?
I was digging it. I was really digging it. It was rocking, and you mentioned it had a bit of a rockabilly vibe to it.
That's, yeah, I guess you can't really, unless you're really listening to it on the radio, you might not notice, but it's the slappy upright. He's playing a double bass.
He's standing on
a
double
bass. Yeah, we're watching the video in the studio here, and he's at one point, he's like standing on this, balancing on the edge of it as he's playing it. It's, yeah, they're pretty punk rock.
Yeah, you know, I felt like rockabilly had a bit of like a, it almost felt 5 or 6 years ago it was making a bit of a resurgence, and it never really like bubbled up anywhere. So
yeah, there's a bunch of Canadian bands too, like the Brains and the what was the other one? There's a couple bands from Ontario. The Creep Show, that's the other one I'm thinking of. That kind of like psychobilly, it was called, where it was like rockabilly with all this punk rock and like dudes with like ridiculous greased pompadours and just upright bass, and that it was a whole kind of silly movement. But it's cool. I'm into it.
You know, after hearing that song, I could be into it as well. When can we hear some more music from Lust for Luck?
I'm not sure. I guess we'll they had a show coming up soon. I'm gonna have to look it up, and we'll tell you when that is. But yeah, I'm sure they're working on more stuff.
Nice. Well, while we find out those answers to the questions we don't know, we can give you some hard facts of stuff we do know, like music that is happening this weekend,
including
a lady you're a big fan of.
Well, yeah. So on the 14th, which, as you may know, is Valentine's Day, if you're still looking for a last-minute little something to do, you could check out my girl Sarah Sleen. She's a singer.
Oh, that's why you want to play her. She's your Valentine.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if her husband would be too happy about that. But so Sarah Sleen is a pianist and like composer from a small town in Ontario. I think it's Pickering where she's from. Anyway, she's from Ontario. And she has a double album out, I believe 2012. And it was kind of a cool concept because it's called Land and Sea. And what she did was, the first album, Land, is more kind of poppy songs, like singer-songwriter poppy, you know, Radio 2 kind of stuff. And then the second album, or second disc, is it's called Sea, and it's more of her like orchestral side, because she always like arranges and conducts all the strings and stuff on her record. So she sort of went buck wild with that. And then she's got, and the poppier one, Land, that's produced by Joel Plaskett, who's another Canadian indie rock darling. So the track we're going to play, it's called Society Song, and it's from that first disc, Land, from, 2012. So Sarah Sleen, Society Song, you can check her out. I believe it's at the Vogue on Saturday. And here's Society Song on CITR.
Please don't waste your pitiful time on me. I have riches you could never see. So fix your sad eye on someone worthier. I've got something better up my sleeve. Tuesday night down at the Monster's Ball. I've got dirty laundry on them all. And I'd crack the whip and burn down this house of cards. But my inner Cinderella calls.
Take it as it comes.
We are back on Discord Radio. Sarah Sleen with Society Song. Sarah Sleen, Ontario gal, playing in Maple Ridge.
Yeah, quick correction. Not the Vogue. It's actually a venue called The Act in Maple Ridge. So hey, it might be a bit of a trek if you're coming from Vancouver.
Yeah, but hey, if you're a Sarah Sleen fan, it's worth the drive to Maple Ridge.
True that.
Nice. Okay, so it is now about, the time is about 17 minutes before the hour. We got about a quarter of the show left, and we're going to switch things up a little bit here and give we're going to talk to a promoter who's on the line right now, actually, who's been working it here in the music scene for the last year in Vancouver with their event, White Noise. Now, if you've heard of White Noise, or maybe you haven't heard White Noise, for the last year, they've been putting on these nights at the Electric Owl. It's been primarily electronica. And yeah, we're very excited to welcome live on Discord Radio one of the main man behind White Noise, Mr. Greg Logaritis.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How are you guys? Thanks for having us.
It's our absolute pleasure. Nice. So how are you guys doing? You must be pretty excited. It's been a whole year of White Noises.
Yeah, we're definitely really stoked. We've been doing this since about last February. With myself and two of my best buddies, Pat Locke and Women's Studies, who are both prominent house and disco producers from Vancouver.
Yes.
As well as DJs as well.
In fact, I believe Pat Locke was on our, we had Pat Locke, we had a feature of him in Discorder Magazine in the summer, and we actually had him on the show back in the summer as well.
Yeah, definitely. So White Noise is something that they started and then asked myself to be a part of, along with our friend Zach and actually quite a few of our friends as well. It's a monthly house, new disco dance party at the Electric Owl, usually the first Friday of every month. This month we're doing it second Friday.
Nice.
And what we really try to do is showcase local talent, as well as some of our favorite house and disco producers kind of from Canada, the U.S., and internationally as well.
And that's what we got going right now, actually. You've got your buddy Pat Locke in the background.
Okay, amazing.
A little sample of what people can expect to hear from at White Noise.
Yeah, you can definitely expect to hear some great house music, disco music. It's really kind of taken off at the beginning. We kind of had a list of people that we wanted to book, and slowly and surely we've kind of made our way through the list. We had Bitfunk last February, Treasure Fingers, Moon Boots, Lane 8. As well, we had a guy named Ben Pierce from the UK come play our Halloween show. We had a DJ from Los Angeles by the name of Goldroom play our New Year's show. And then next up is our one-year anniversary featuring the Knox.
Wow.
Disco producers from Brooklyn. People may have seen them play here last time with RAC at the Commodore. They were also at the Media Club last year, and I do believe they played Rifflandia before, and they were also just announced for Sasquatch Music Festival coming up in May. So we're definitely super excited to have them come in, play in an intimate setting like the Electric Owl, and yeah, it should be tons of fun.
Yeah, they've had a great little buzz about them recently. I mean, last year they shared the stage with Ellie Goulding. They did a tour with her, and I know they're known for some of the remixes with Foster the People, and Passion Pit and Haim. That's awesome.
They were definitely kind of on the top of the list of acts that we did want to bring through, and finally that could bring them out for our one-year anniversary. Super excited about that, and it really should be an amazing night.
Cool. Now, this is, obviously it's a year, you've been going for a year. It's been successful enough that you've been doing this every single Friday at the Owl. What inspired this idea for this night and the name behind the night as well?
Well, it's actually just once a month at the Owl, not every night, but the idea really started that Pat Locke and Women's Studies were playing so many shows together that they got together and decided, hey, why don't we just do one of our own shows, a monthly party where we can pick the act, we can pick the talent, really have creative control over it, and kind of do things our way and make it a lot of fun. The name White Noise, I'm not 100% sure. I think it's just something they kind of came up with. We were really trying to decide on a cool name for a party, and that's what we came up with. And you know what? It just kind of stuck, and a lot of people refer to the party as White Noise, so it's working out.
Yeah, there's definitely been a certain buzz in town. White Noise They associate white noise with the Owl. It's been happening for the last year. We're really proud of you guys for bringing it up to 1 year later. And has there been a highlight for you personally, Greg? You started this little idea.
You know what? I was thinking about it because I figured you might ask me that. You know, the ones that stand out for me were the very first one ever last February. We had no idea how it was going to go, and it really packed out. We ended up having, like, articles written about it that we didn't even expect. After that, we booked a guy named Lane 8. It was his first show ever in Canada, and he's really blown up this year. And then I'd have to say New Year's as well with Gold Room. He's a huge producer and someone we've always wanted to bring through. So it's kind of cool at the beginning. If we had contacted some of these guys, they would have been like, you know, who are you guys? We're not coming up. And now it's kind of gained momentum, and we have people kind of hitting us up now that want to come out and play. So it's just been an amazing ride. It's been a ton of fun, and we've met so many cool people over the year, a ton of local producers and then a ton of international producers. Been working with some blogs like Betty and Cora and some kind of music blog, and just made so many friends. It's kind of turned it into an institution, and it's just been a blast.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're excited for you. We're excited for the night. Once again, Electric Owl this Friday. Hey, and you guys maybe have a couple of extra tickets you could possibly give to some Discord listeners?
Yeah, we've got a couple tickets to give away, so, you know, I'll let you plug it, but give a call into Discord Radio. And, hey, thanks you guys so much for all the supporting, and we'd love to see you guys out on Friday as well.
Excellent, Greg. Thanks so much. Now we're going to play a track from the headlining act Friday night. This is The Knox featuring St. Lucia, who also played Rifflandia. Double Victoria reference there. This is the track Modern Hearts on Discorder Radio. First caller in, as soon as Greg hangs up the phone, we'll win a pair of tickets to White Noise's 1 year
right
party
on.
This Friday.
Hope to see you guys all at the White Noise 1 year anniversary with the Knox this Friday, February 13th, at the Electric Owl. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers, Greg.
See ya.
Here's the Knox on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Oh, by the way, the number to call, 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
Oh,
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Thanks so much to Greg Logaritis of White Noise for joining us on the airwaves. That was The Knox, Modern Hearts featuring St. Lucia. If you liked what you heard, come check them out as part of the White Noise one-year party this Friday at the Electric Owl. And once again, tickets to the show. We have two of them for the first caller at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We're going to continue along with the music now. Fresh from the pages of Discorder Magazine, these guys have a feature on page 25. You can read all about them, read all about Sebastian Davidson and Sam Beach. They are called New Balance with their debut release on 1080p. It's called Rubber Soul, exploring themes of dystopia through extremes of lo-fi haze textured with hi-fi sounds. This is New Balance, and this is the track Better Off Alone. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, New Balance, not spelled like the shoe New Balance, but N-E-U, Balance, Better Off Alone. You can read all about them on page 25 of Discorder Magazine this month. New Balance, there you go. We've got about 4 minutes left in the show. This is the part of the show we like to do something kind of shticky sometimes. Actually, this isn't very shticky, but it's very interesting. It's relevant because we got this artist coming to Vancouver this weekend, but there's a cool little story behind it as well. I'll let Mr. Music News, Matt Muse, tell you all about it.
Right, so next week at the Rickshaw, there's a show that I know a lot of my friends are stoked for, is Ariel Pink is playing.
Yes, a.k.a. Ariel Marcus Rosenberg.
Yeah, that's the guy. And so there's a song on his new record, which is called Pom Pom, and it's called Nude Beach A Go-Go. And what's interesting about it is that it was co-written with Azalea Banks, who you may know for her, she's a rapper, she's got that song 212 that gets played all the time and stuff. Anyway,
not to be confused with Iggy Azalea from
Australia. No, different person completely. And so she and Ariel Pink worked on this song, and you can hear in the background her version is playing. So her album had a version of the song, and then his version just had a different recording of the same song. And it's really interesting to listen to them back to back with each other, because they're similar but different. It's cool.
But they actually got together and said, Let's do this together. And,
yeah.
And they couldn't decide on whose it was going to be. So instead they said, okay, you do your version, I'll do my version, and let's just release it separately.
I guess that's what happened. So yeah, and you can hear, he does the backup vocals on her version too. You can hear him there.
Oh, so it all ends well. It all ends nice and friendly.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It wasn't like they like stole the song from the other one. No, it was a co-written thing.
Cause
anyway.
Because sharing is caring, and that's what Valentine's Day is all about. And that's when the show is going to go on, correct?
No, it's on, when is it? It's on the 11th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
That's Wednesday. Tomorrow. That's tomorrow,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, the lead up to Valentine's Day.
Anyway, yeah, the song is called "Nude Beach Go Go." It's by Ariel Pink.
And before we get into that all the pink, fuzzy Valentine's "Nude Beach Go Go" stuff, just quick shout out to our good friend Mike, who'll be coming up with "Flex Your Head" in about 3.5 minutes' time, and that'll be up next on CITR. Thanks again to Liz Holiday, CJ, the DJ, Greg Logridis from White Noise, and everybody else who helped make this show happen. Matt Muse, I'll let you finish it out for us here.
Yeah, this is Nude Beach A Go Go by Ariel Pink on CITR 101.9 FM.
Snow. Everybody goes where the roses bloom. Come and enjoy the living rooms. By the lifeguard station, by the coral reef. That's where all the new kids cut their teeth. There's no clothes to wear, and no boat size ever cared. And chiffon and silk and wool and cotton, they are all forgotten. Go-go, don't you know, sunset in the snow, everybody goes where the roses bloom, come and enjoy the living rooms, by the lifeguard station, by the coral reef, that's where all the new kids cut their teeth, there's no clothes to wear, and no bow ties ever care.